Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Apostle Louis Beasley. At this time, I'm going to turn the service in the hands of Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio. I apologize for a little late getting on. The phone got hot. Well, I'm going to try to explain all that. But anyway, Pastor Bill, come in your own way. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. Amen. God bless everyone. We're going to go ahead and open with prayer at this time. Heavenly Father, as we come before you in the name of Jesus, we're thanking you for another day, Father God. Thanking you, Father God, for another chance that we can be in your word together, Lord. We ask that you will bless our pastor in a mighty way. We bind up anything and everything to try to come up against him, Father God, and hindering the word to go forth. Lord, we ask that you would be with each and everyone that has asked us to keep them in prayer. Those that are going through bereavement, those that are going through, and those that have asked us to keep them in prayer, Lord. And you said in your word, even those who are sick today in their bodies by their stripes, you are healed. So we just have to stand on the word to know that because of your stripes, we are healed, Father God. We'll continue to have your way, Father God, as this word goes forth. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So we thank God for his word thus far. I had went in and listened, and I had listened to Sunday's and yesterday's message. Amen. And it's all talking about faith in his grace. Amen. Our foundational scripture is coming from Hebrews, the 4th chapter. And the 16th verse, and that is one of the scriptures that we have. So let me go there. I'm telling you, the word was good as I listened to it over. I had to go back and listen because Sunday, my phone was acting up. So I know how that be, Pastor. Let's see here, Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. Remember, we're talking about his grace. So reading from the King James Bible, 4 and verse 16, it said, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Okay, let me read that again. "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Amen. So reading that from the Message Bible, it says, "So let's walk right up to him and get what he is so ready to give. Take the mercy, accept the help." Amen. Reading that again. "So let's walk right up to him and get what he is so ready to give. Take the mercy, accept the help." A lot of times we'd be too proud to ask, you know, for help. A lot of times we won't even go to the Lord and ask for help. But, you know, you got to put aside that. Put all that aside. and know that God is working things out for the believers. Amen. Amen. So that's what this Hebrews 4 and 16 is telling us. So reading it from the New Living Translation, it says, so then, since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. So in other words, don't let nobody change the way you believe. Don't let anybody talk you out of your salvation. Just stand on God's word. Because we have that. Jesus is our high priest. What it says here, who has entered heaven. Jesus, the Son of God. So it's telling us who he is. Then it tells us, let us hold firmly. That means hold on. Don't let go. Don't give up. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, hold on firmly to what we believe. And that's what we believe in the Word of God. That's why it tells us to come boldly unto the throne of grace. Amen. Remember in Psalm 23 and verse 6, it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. So you got to believe that. You got to do more than just read it. You have to meditate on it, and you have to believe it. Amen. That was Psalms 23. Amen. And I'm going to go to Psalms 23 and read that out of the different translations. So, verse 6 says, surely goodness and mercy. It starts off saying, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So right there is confirmation to let us know that his goodness and his mercy will follow us. Amen. But we got to yield ourselves to him.
Amen, amen.
We have to surrender ourselves to him. We have to surrender the way we think, the way we act, and surrender it all to him so that he's able to guide us and direct us. And we can receive this mercy and his grace. From the New Living Translation, it says, surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life. You hear that? Unfailing love. And that's the love that Jesus has for us. It says, surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There's that grace. There's that mercy. Amen. Amen. Let me get this from the Message Bible. Oh, I hear Evangelist Sharon. Hi, Evangelist Sharon.
Good afternoon to you and everybody else, and Pastor Beasley too. Thank you.
Amen. Afternoon. So reading it from the Message Bible, it says, and that's Psalms 23, verse 6, your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life. I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. That's that grace we're talking about. So once again, the subject is faith in his grace. Amen, amen.
Amen.
So you got to believe that. Amen.
Yes.
So Colossians 1, I believe it was one of the scriptures we had yesterday. So Colossians 1, chapter 1 and verse 1 tells us, okay, talking about Paul here, that Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, it says, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. So there it is in that second verse again. May grace be unto you and peace. And where it comes from? From God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. Look at his grace and his mercy.
Amen.
Amen. You can only be that, well, as I should say, it's a spiritual journey. So when you're spiritual, you can receive it, you can see it, you can have it. Amen. So reading that from the Message Bible, verses 1 and 2. Should have went down to 3. But listen what the third verse says. It says, we give thanks to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, praying always for you. Thank God, thank God. Aren't you glad that someone is praying for us? Jesus making intercession for us. Amen, amen. So reading it from the Message Bible, verses 1 and 2. I, Paul, have been sent on special assignment by Christ as part of God's master plan. Together with my friend Timothy, I greet the Christians and Star Wars followers of Christ who live in Colossae. May everything good from God our Father be yours. Amen. Thank God for that grace. Thank God for his grace. I was reading on my notes here. I was trying to jot down quickly, but if they bind up the enemy, they mean bind up any negative talk that you may hear, any negativity that the enemy may bring to you, bind it up in the name of Jesus. And then it says, accept the grace and mercy of God. Amen. Because it's there for us. All we have to do is accept it. And God has mercy and grace. So we are to trust God. Amen. As the scripture tells us in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him. He's going to direct our path. Then that way you can rightly divide the word of truth. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Praise God.
Okay.
Then, Pastor was sharing with us, is that give God all that you have. I mean, all of your feelings, whatever you're going through, give it all to God and let Him handle it. Amen. That's what it's telling us, to accept God's help. God trying to bless you,
yes.
But He can't bless you if you hold on to things. Amen. You got to let go and let God. You know,
amen,
if you've been hurt, let it go. Say, Lord, I'm giving this hurt to you. Amen. Then if you're stumbling with unbelief, tell the Lord, Lord, I'm giving this to you. And I'm going to accept your help and your direction. So that's what we have to do as true believers.
Yes.
So that we can help others. But we can't help
yes.
others until we let go of things ourselves. Amen, amen.
Amen.
So, and when you rightly divide the word of truth, that means you got to be in the word. So you can have the scripture to rightly divide the word of truth. And the more that you read the scripture, the more that you hear the word, the more that you study the word, the more that you meditate on the word, you're able to live by that word. Amen. Also, he had given us Ephesians 1, verses 6 and 7. Let me go back here. Verses 6 and 7 read, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of His grace. Oh, praise God. And then reading it from the New Living Translation. So we praise God for the glorious grace He has poured out on us who belong to His dear Son. Amen, amen. That tells me right there that unbelievers won't receive that. It says, so we praise God for the glorious grace He has poured out on us who belong to His dear Son. The sixth verse says, He is so rich in kindness and grace that He purchased our freedom with the blood of His Son and forgave our sins. Amen, amen. That's God's
amen.
Grace. It wasn't nothing that we could do on our own. But because of God's grace, He did it all for us. Amen. So reading these verses from the Message Bible, He wanted us to enter into the celebration of His lavish gift-giving by the hand of His beloved Son. Amen, amen. Verse 7 says, because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, His blood poured out on the altar of the cross, we're free people. Amen. So we're free of penalties and punishment. They chopped up by all our misdeeds. And not just barely free either. We are abundantly free. Abundantly. Abundant is the whole lot. The whole lot. You know. And so we're free. So it says He thought of everything, provided for everything we could possibly need, letting us in on the plan He took such delight in making. Praise God. He set it all out before us in Christ. A long-range plan in which everything would be brought together and summed up in Him. Everything in deepest heaven, everything on planet Earth. Amen, amen. Praise God. So we're happy to know that Christ did it all for us. Amen, amen. That song I used to sing, He looked beyond our faults to see our needs. This is showing His grace. And as we read that more and more, we can see that God is doing this. And it's because of His grace. Also, I had in my notes that you can stand on God's grace. Amen. God is for you. So He wants us to stand on His grace. He wants us to call on Him. He wants us to give Him thanks. Amen. Because He's the one who can supply all of our needs. That's why it tells us in Hebrews 4:16 that we can come boldly before Him. Amen, amen. Because we are being, having a human experience, as Pastor put it. So we have to put our confidence in God. I like that. Put our confidence in God. Excuse me. So we can obtain that grace. So we can obtain that mercy. Amen. And like it says in the Message Bible, that we are to accept the help. Amen. God, He laid it all out in front of us. He has given it to us. So we can say, thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. So because of God's grace, we're able to overcome.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So is there something you'd like to add to that, Evangelist Sharon?
Yes, I would. Now that you ask, because it stuck with me that Pastor was teaching us that goodness and grace and mercy follows us. So if it follows us, so does the devil sometimes, but it relaxed me to know that the devil has to get behind the goodness and the mercy before he gets to me. So he can't get to me because I've already won. I'm victorious anyway. So praise God. I thank God for you, Pastor Bell, and I thank God for Pastor Beasley. And you guys keep teaching, and I keep learning. Amen.
Amen, amen. Yes, we are. All we got to do is have an open mind. And as Pastor says, take some notes. So that way you can go back to it, and you can meditate on it.
Amen.
Go back to the broadcast, the Word at Noon.
Amen, amen.
You know, all the lessons are recorded, and you can go back, and you might be able to get something out of it a little different than what we have received from it, and you might want to bring that out. And so that's why it's so important that we can go back to the Word, and that way we can build up our confidence, you know, to know that greater is He that is in us than He that is in the world. That'll give us more boldness to come before the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Cast our cares upon Him because He cares for us. So we just thank God for the Word and thank God for our pastor that he, you know, has opened this up, you know. Like I kept hearing him say, you know, the broadcast is for everyone. So when we do the review, it's for everyone. We should all have something to bring from the lessons throughout the week. Like I say, if not, go back to Blog Talk Radio, and you will get more, I feel like, more from the word. Amen, amen. But I think about that grace, and God has given it to us. Nothing that we've done, but it's all because of his grace and his mercy. Amen, amen.
Amen.
So we thank God for each and every one. And if you don't have that Blog Talk, well, you can go back to it. I'm going to give it to you right now. Okay. So it's blogtalkradio.com/blogatnoon. Amen. And you can always go back and hear the word of God. So blogtalkradio.com/blogatnoon. No spaces. Amen, amen. Well, God bless everyone and traveling mercies for our pastor as he's on the road and who's that's with him, and traveling mercies for each and every one as they're out and about. So God bless you, and we'll see everyone tomorrow for the word at noon.
God bless.
God bless.
Thank you.